Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 19th goes to a Bakersfield, California woman named Liliana Carrillo. I think I pronounced her name right. I hate to start the week off so dark. Calling these twisted humans like Liliana donkeys feels like such an understatement, but here we are. Okay, the world as we know it has been turned inside out. It's like we all woke up in an alternate universe. Common sense is not common. Right is looked at as wrong and vice versa. Good is looked at as evil and vice versa. And God, what is that? People hear you talking about believing in God and can't wait to tell you how much they don't believe in God, and their actions show it. So when you see stories like Liliana Carrillo, you can't even be surprised, because based off everything else we are seeing in this world, you know without a shadow of a doubt that she believes the BS coming out of her mouth. See, Liliana Carrillo, how can I say this? She killed all her kids. Three of them. Ages 6 months, 2 and 3 years old. Yes, I just said that. Liliana Carrillo killed all of her kids, ages 6 months, 2 and 3 years old. Would you like to know why? Let's go to KGET NBC 17 for the report, please.
The suspect in a horrific Los Angeles murder admits to 17 News she killed her three children. During a one-on-one interview at the Lerdo jail facility this afternoon, Liliana Carrillo made the confession to 17's Eitan Wallace.
Did you kill your children?
I did. I drowned them. I hugged them and I kissed them and I was apologizing the whole time. I love my kids.
Carrillo broke down in tears, saying she drowned her children to protect them from their father, with whom she was in a bitter custody dispute. She alleged he was involved in human trafficking.
I don't want them to be further abused. I love my kids. Like I said, I wish that this didn't have to be the case, but I wasn't going to allow. I promised to protect them.
Last month, the children's father asked a court to require Carrillo to undergo a mental health evaluation. He also told the LA Times he tried to get help for Carrillo from child protective authorities, but added they did not immediately get involved. The father was supposed to see the children Sunday, but the day before, authorities say the children's grandmother discovered the bodies of 3-year-old Joanna, 2-year-old Terry, and 6-month-old Sierra at this apartment in Reseda. Bakersfield prosecutors say later in the day, Carrillo's car broke down as she drove through Kern County. When a Good Samaritan stopped to help, she allegedly stole his car.
I tried getting to the top of a cliff so I can drive myself off and die.
But before she could carry that out, she was arrested a couple hours later in Tulare County.
Woo! Heavy. Heavy, 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 heavy. So you killed your three kids because you were trying to protect them from their father. Okay, let's unpack this, as my therapist would say. Eric Denton, who is the father of the children, as you heard in the news report, petitioned the court for custody on March 1st, alleging that Carrillo was delusional and had taken the kids and refused to tell them where they were. Carrillo then filed a restraining order against her baby daddy and claimed Denton was an alcoholic who may have sexually abused their eldest child. Bunch of tit for tat. Now, this case went all through family courts in L.A. counties. The parents, you know, traded accusations back and forth. There's dozens of court documents. You know, police were called. Social workers consulted. They saved text messages and Facebook posts. And just last week, a judge agreed to move the case to Tulare County, where a hearing was scheduled for this Wednesday. But clearly, that won't be happening. Now, it's so much that's sad about this situation. Number one, that these kids are dead. Number two, that all of this could have been prevented if people actually took Eric Denton, the baby daddy, more serious as the father. A lot of times in these cases, nobody wants to listen to the man. The mom, the woman, is automatically looked at as the one who is right, who has to be the victim of some sort. I've seen it a dozen times. I got homeboys who've been accused of violence or abuse in these custody cases simply because a lot of women and lawyers know that that is the way to win these cases. Eric Denton, the baby daddy, claimed in custody hearings that Liliana Carrillo suffered from postpartum depression along with other mental health issues. He said this. Were his claims taken seriously? Clearly not. But I bet you, due to his claims, Liliana's defense attorney will use those claims to prove she's mentally unfit to stand trial. Do we not see how effed up the judicial system is when Eric Denton is telling the courts his baby mother is delusional, has postpartum, and suffers from mental health issues? In order to get custody of the kids, it's a back and forth. It's not taken as serious as it should be. But now after she kills the kids and needs to defend herself in court, those same claims will probably be used to get her off. Men need to be taken more serious in child custody cases. If you see a man fighting to be in his child's life and telling you, the court, that something is off with the wife, listen to him. Okay, here's the thing. Men don't want to do this. Most men I know who are fighting for custody of their kids, they want it to be an equal thing. Dads just want equal custody rights most of the time, 50-50. So when you see a man trying to get full custody of their kids, I'm telling you, he knows something is wrong. All right, there's a lot of gender bias in these custody cases. One common assumption is that women are more nurturing and natural caretakers than men. Me, Brother Leonard, Uncle Charlemagne the God, I believe that. So when I hear a man saying that that's not the case, I'm going to listen. But it's because of that stereotype that courts are almost always biased toward women during a custody battle. Well, look where that bias got us in the case of Liliana Carrillo. She killed her kids because she wanted to protect them from the father. I had to look up the definition of protection just to make sure I know what protection still means. Protection means a person or thing that prevents someone or something from suffering harm or injury. Not to mention, they asked her if she had any regrets. Listen to what she said.
Do you regret your actions?
I wish my kids were alive, yes. Do I wish that I didn't have to do that? Yes. But I prefer them not being tortured and abused on a regular basis for the rest of their life.
The worst a father could do to those kids is what you did to them. And that's killed him. Please give Liliana Carrillo the biggest hee-haw. Tragic, tragic situation.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm. So sad. That made me cry.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.